He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It's September the 15th. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. It looks like we're going to have a squishy start to the market here again this week after, you know, kind of a negative downward drift, especially on Friday of last week. We've got the Dow right now down, it's just down 8 points at 16,979, but that doesn't really tell the true story. The true story is seen there in the NASDAQ, which is really taking it on the chin this morning. And the NASDAQ is down 34 points. That's almost 0.8% there. The NASDAQ is at 4,532. And, of course, the NASDAQ has been one of the leading indexes in the world now for the last couple of years, spiced up by those biotechs and semiconductors and internet stocks. But they're having a little bit of a sell-off here today. The S&P 500 is down almost 3.5. 1982. Gosh, weren't we just at 2007? And we have had a bit of a significant kind of a settling here, which I kind of expected. Once you cross over those big milestones like 2000, a lot of times you get some settling, and that's what's happening right now. S&P at 1982, crude oil at 91.96. It's had a lot of settling. It was at $107 per barrel. Here we are clear down at 92. You'd think that would help the economy, but the market's been settling along with oil prices. Gold up a little, 12.38, but having another bad year. The euro is at 1.29. The 10-year yield, which I want to talk about here today, big jump in interest rates on Friday. We're at 2.58%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego. And I want to welcome on board two new cities to our lineup. I believe today we start in Sarasota, Florida, and Tampa. And if you're wondering, who is this guy all of a sudden invading our airwaves? And where's the guy we used to listen to? Well, I've been doing radio now for, I believe this is my 20th year. I've been writing a newsletter for the last 18, 19 years. I am a professional money manager. I manage money for people all across America. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which has been as high as number 2. In the financial world, I write a weekly newsletter called Best Stocks Now. And at the beginning of the week, what we like to do is we like to take a look at the big picture of the market. Now, here's the fact. 66 months ago, this market began a new bull market. That's when the S&P hit 666. And a lot of folks, a lot of people in my business, a lot of pundits, a lot of radio hosts, a lot of TV guys along the way have warned you not to get involved in this bull market, that it's a fake bull market, that the dollar is going to get crushed, that gold is going to soar. And what's happened instead? The dollar has strengthened. Gold has gotten crushed over the last couple years. It was down 27% last year, and the market continues to hit new highs. 2 weeks after the bull market was born, I wrote in my newsletter, has a new bull market been born? And I made the case that it had. And I've been bullish on the stock market ever since. I don't like to fight the Fed. When the Fed is on your side, you want to go with them. But now we've got an issue, don't we? The Fed is no longer juicing the market. The steroids, the stimulus, the performance-enhancing drugs are gone from the market. And that's why we have to be a little bit more vigilant these days, because this bull, which is now 66 months old, will not last forever. There is another bear lurking out there somewhere. And the last bear market took 53% out of people's hides, if they're index investors in the S&P 500, which I don't believe in being an index investor because I don't believe in being fully invested all the time. nor do I believe in asset allocation. I don't think it's good to hold bonds. I think you have to be really, really careful with bonds right now. Because the 20-year-old or 30-year-old bull market in bonds ended about a year ago, year and a half ago. And I see interest rates headed higher over time. And I don't see the bond market as being able to provide us with any kind of a chance for capital appreciation. I love the interest that I receive from bonds, but I also like capital appreciation. And I just don't see lower interest rates in the cards for the bond market going forward. For that reason, I continue to be heavily invested in the stock market. Last year, it was all about U.S. stocks. The U.S. stock market was the only place to be, and even more specifically, U.S. small caps, which were up 40% last year. This year is entirely different. It's still about the U.S. stock market, but we've had a couple other markets join in the bull fray here this year, including India, which had a game-changing election earlier this year. We've also had China, which is perking up. China's had a lot of false starts over the last few years, but it is having a decent year and is starting to outperform the U.S. markets. And we've had some signs of life down in South America, particularly Brazil, even though it had a very bad week last week. The emerging markets this year are finally starting to emerge after a three-year hiatus wherein the U.S. markets dominated the world stock markets. But before we get into the indexes around the world and where the ranking of the asset classes are right now, I want to talk a little bit about what happened last week. For the first time in a long time, we saw a major jump in interest rates towards the end of last week. And what I noticed is all of the people, all of the companies, all of the stocks that borrow money, interest rate sensitive stocks such as real estate investment trust, REITs, and the like, they really got whacked on Friday. You know, I could give you several examples, but you can look at Avalon Bay, AVB, you could look at Realty Income O, you could look at any number of the real estate investment trust, including some of the ETFs that invest in real estate investment trust, or some of the mutual funds that invest in real estate. Look how they got whacked on Friday. On the other side of the coin, look at how the lenders burst higher on Friday. I watched Bank of America beginning to break out on Friday. I watched CMA, Comerica Group, and I watched several other banks. Now, one day does not a new trend make, but there may be something going on here. We'll find out later this week when the Fed meets and when they start talking about and maybe giving a little bit more direction on when they will do that Fed rate hike, the first one in a long time. But I think Friday's action may have been caused by Goldman Sachs, who moved their target date up. They're thinking that the Fed will start hiking interest rates. I believe their new target is June of next year. And others are saying it could happen sooner than that. Whatever the reason, we had a huge jump in interest rates on Friday. And I watched the borrowers get hit, and I watched the lenders go up. So that's something that we need to watch going forward. 66 months now, this market has been going up. If you don't believe me, take a look at where the market was on March 9th of 2009, where it is today. Connect the dots and tell me that that's not a primary uptrend. And another word for a primary uptrend is a bull market. The market has been in a bull market for the last 66 months. And if you've been listening to my radio show, which is heard from Miami to Honolulu and a lot of places in between, and if you've read my newsletter that I send out every single weekend, I put my heart and soul into that thing. I think I spent about 12 hours on it this last weekend, last Thursday and Friday. I've kept you in the market for the last 66 months. And every time a challenge to the market has come along, whether it be the fiscal cliff, the tax tsunami, government showdowns, government shutdowns, this, that, wars, rumors of wars. Each time I've analyzed the facts, I've looked at the ranking of the asset classes. I have a proprietary ranking system that I look at every week. I've looked at the ranking of the stock sectors. I looked at the ranking of the indexes around the world, and I've come away for 66 straight months, which is 266 straight weeks, and I've said the market is still in bull mode. Where is it now? When we come back, we're going to go through the key indicators of the market and determine for ourselves. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know, the first decision that investors have to make is, what's the market like right now? Do I even want to be in the stock market? After all, it's been going up for 66 months now. What are my chances if I get in now, if I've missed this whole thing? Or if I've been in it the whole time, is it time to start looking in my rearview mirror? Because sometimes objects in the rearview mirror are a little bit closer than they appear to be, and we always have to be vigilant. We always have to be careful. We know that the last bear market took 53% out of folks' hides back in 08 and 09. I don't make any promises. I don't make any guarantees. It's all I know is I've kept you in the market. I got you in a few weeks after the market bottomed, and we've been in the market ever since. So whether you want to listen to me or not, that's up to you. But we're going to go through the different facts that I weigh as a judge, as the evidence is presented to me. I make that call each and every week whether or not the market's still the best place to be. And if the market's not the best place to be, then where is the best place to be? Well, let's begin with first some of the negatives right now, okay? This thing's been going for 66 months now. I suppose you could say that's a negative. You know, the odds are we're obviously getting a lot closer to the end. We're closer to the end than we are to the beginning. But then again, you could have made that same argument a year ago. You could have said, well, Gunderson, we've been going up now for 54 months. Why would you think it's going to continue to go higher? Well, each and every week, as I weigh the evidence, which we're going to do again here today, I've determined that the stock market is still the best place to be. Equities, ownership. And we're going to determine that again today. At least I am. Whether you want to go along with me or not, that's up to you. But I'm going to present my case for whatever outcome, whatever decision I've made at the current time about the market. So one of the negatives is, hey, this is 66 months now of the market. Number two, I don't think the economic reports have been very good recently. The jobless claims have been going up. I know we had an overheated GDP number here recently, but then again, that was because the first quarter of this year was negative due to the deep freeze, so there was a lot of pent-up demand in that second quarter of this year. The third quarter of 2014 will come to a close in a couple of weeks. It'll be real interesting to see where the real economy is at. Without a deep freeze and without a pent-up demand quarter, we're kind of back to a normal one. The other fact that I'm not real enamored with is I don't see the consumer confidence that others see. I was on Bloomberg with Pim Fox a couple weeks ago, and I said, Pim, you know what? I know the consumer confidence numbers are supposed to be at all-time highs here, but why is it that I see all of these retail stocks, consumer stocks, just getting clobbered, one right after another? Macy's, McDonald's, Walmart, Target, Whole Foods, and the list goes on and on and on. This isn't just because these companies aren't doing well individually. Every one of these CEOs is saying that the consumer is not as confident as we're led to believe, okay? The other thing that really bothers me is I have not seen, and I mentioned this over the weekend in my newsletter, I just don't see our current Congress or leadership of this country really giving a hoot about the economy. When's the last time there was any idea floated about a way to spur the economy? Okay, I asked last week several people, name one thing that has been floated or something that's been done to stimulate the economy. And the only thing people can come up with is what the Fed has done, obviously. The Fed has really been the driver of the economy over the last 4 or 5 years and has really been the driver behind this expansion. We really have not seen a robust economy here. In fact, this is the most anemic recovery since World War II. But having said that, the market's gone from 666, it's tripled, right, to over 2,000 here recently. But I can't really say that the economy is all that great right now. And in addition to this, and this is the biggest factor, this is the biggest negative that I could throw out there, is we no longer have stimulus in the economy. The bond buyback program is coming to an end, and the punch bowl has been drained, and the stimulus has been put back into the medicine chest until it's needed again at some point in time in the future. And now the economy is going to have to stand on its own 2 feet without the help, really, of any fiscal policy or any other policy other than the monetary policy that it was given a heavy dose of. And that's really help. But with the stimulus gone from the system, here's a startling fact for you. Last year, U.S. small caps were up 40% with stimulus in the system. This year, U.S. small caps are slightly down. Last year, the Dow was up 27%. This year, the Dow's only up about 2.5%. So you can see that stimulus really boosted the market. And now there isn't any stimulus. But having said that, if you look at a big picture chart of the market right now, you will see a primary uptrend that is still in place. Despite all the negatives, it's pretty hard to argue that the technicals of the market, just looking at the technicals, the chart, just a simple 5-year chart of the S&P, just look at that, and tell me that that thing is starting to flatten out and roll over. It's not. It continues to chug its way higher. And it's not my recommendation to go against the grain. When the market is chugging its way higher, you really don't want to fight it. You want to ride it for all it's worth. I use the expression all the time to make hay while the sun is shining, because the sun doesn't always shine on Wall Street and on the stock market. And when the sun is shining on the stock market, which it has been since March of 2009, then you want to make as much hay as you possibly can. And at least here at my firm, Gunderson Capital Management, we have been invested in the stock market, in equities, during this entire period of time. And even though there's been a lot of threats that have come along to the market along the way, every time I stand back, step back from the painting a little bit that the market paints on a daily basis, and I've taken a look at the big picture. So the first thing that I notice is that the technicals of the market, that the 5-year chart of the market, you don't have to be a technician, you don't have to know how to read Bollinger Bands, you don't have to know anything about stochastics and fancy words like that. Just look at a 5-year chart of the S&P 500 and tell me what it's in. Is it in a sideways trend? No. Is it in a downtrend? No. Is it still in an uptrend? Yes. The technicals of the market are still bullish. Now, the same can't be said for gold. The same can't be said for the bond market, can it? So far, equities still look good, but we have a little bit more work to do before we stay fully invested in this market. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Well, at the beginning of every week, I like to go through the macro picture of the market. And, of course, I do that every weekend in my newsletter, which you can get a four-week free run at the complete newsletter. You can go to my website, which is pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. The newsletter, number one, goes through the market like we're doing right now. And then there's several model portfolios, conservative growth, there's an income portfolio, there's an aggressive growth portfolio, there's a mutual fund portfolio for 401k investors. You can take a look at that again by going to my website at pwstreet.com. So far, we've determined that the stock market is celebrated its 66th month of bull market last week. And the newsletter has kept you in the stock market, in the market this entire time. But I'm not a perma bull. I'm not one of these guys that is always smiling and says, oh, just stay invested, fully invested, you don't need to worry. No, because if you take that stance, you've got to be willing to ride the market down 53% like, you know, the S&P did back in 08 and 09. And I just don't like being fully invested at all times. I think there's times to be in the market, and I think there's times to be out of the market. I think there's time to be in bonds, and there's times to be out of bonds. I think there's times to be in gold and out of gold. I think there's times to be invested in the emerging and foreign markets and not to have anything over there. And I think there's times to maybe have some inverse funds, like SH, which is the S&P 500 opposite way. If the S&P were to start to roll over and go south, SH would go north. So all of these are available to us as investors. It's like a palette, an artist palette with all these different colors on it that are available to us. And over the last 66 months, it's been my strong belief that the stock market has offered the best opportunity out there. I haven't owned any gold for the last 3.5 years. I'm one of the few guys on radio that's not recommending gold coins at the current time, and I haven't for the last 3-4 years. And I've avoided the emerging markets, which have been submerging for the last 3 or 4 years. But, as you'll find out here in a minute, I've warmed up to some of the emerging markets around the world. As the stimulus begins to run dry, or has run dry, here at home in America, you can see the chilling effect that it's had on our stock market. Our market was up 26% last year between the S&P and the Dow. And, of course, this year we're consolidating those gains. You've got a small cap market that's now flat or slightly down on the year after a 40% return last year. You've got a Dow that was up 26% last year and is now only up 2 or 3% this year. I would credit that to the stimulus, the punch bowl being drained. And I've watched money trickle out of the U.S. looking around the world for other opportunities. And one of the opportunities that I've seen and I've warmed up to and I've been placing money in since the beginning of the year, almost the beginning of the year, is India. India has not really participated. Now, I can remember 5 or 6 years ago when India was one of the hottest markets in the world. But they had a regime, the Gandhi regime, that wasn't real good for business in India, wasn't real good for their economy, wasn't real good for capitalism, a lot of socialism, and it didn't really work for their economy or for their markets. And their markets have floundered for the last 5 years. India had a big election earlier this year. Narendra Modi, new leader of India, more pro-business. And the India stock market is the leading market in the world this year. See what a little bit of capitalism can do. Now, will it follow through and will it continue? Well, I'm going to monitor it very, very closely. But the Indian market is up 15.9% so far this year. And in the accounts that I manage here at Gunderson Capital Management, I have exposure to a few mutual funds out of India. And why would you buy mutual funds, Gunderson? You always are talking about individual stocks, and I'll tell you why. Because there's a lot of individual stocks that I can't buy in India. They trade on weird stock exchanges. Mutual funds can buy them a lot easier than I can buy them. So I'm able to get exposure to a much broader array of stocks in India through buying a mutual fund that's able to buy these stocks on these crazy stock exchanges around the world than I am here buying ADRs that trade on the New York Stock Exchange. Now, having said that, there are several ADRs here in America, and I own them too. There's Tata Motors, which I own, TTM, and there's HDB Bank, HDB. There's also Infosys, and there's others. I like the India market this year. Would I be 100% invested in it? No. Has it grossly underperformed our market over the last 3 to 5 years? Yes. But does that create opportunity over the next 3 to 5 years? Remember, you've got an aging bull market here in America. You've got the stimulus drain from the punch bowl. Where are we in the economic cycle? You know, the troughs, the expansions, the peaks, the contractions, back to the trough again. Well, we're somewhere in that expansion phase, and we're not early in that expansion phase, are we? We're probably getting pretty late in that expansion phase. And you look over to India, well, they just had a big game-changing election, and they're trying to turn their economy around and get it going again. You'd have to say they're a little bit earlier in their economic cycle than we are. Now, having said that, there's always an extra bit of risk investing in the emerging markets. There's an extra bit of political risk. There's an extra bit of, war, all kinds of things, political shenanigans, deflation, hyperinflation. There's just a little more risk investing in these markets overseas. But right now, I'm a guy that sees a little bit more opportunity, and I've been willing to take some of my gains from America over the last 66 months, start to take it out of the American markets, and buy nibble here, a little bit there, a little bit there. One of the areas I've been nibbling in is India. Another area that I've been nibbling in this year is China. China's up 6.7% this year. You say, why China? Well, you know what? We've had some real geopolitical stuff here in the world this year, haven't we? There was a situation in Israel that could have got a whole lot worse. It seems to have simmered down for now. There's still this big situation between the Ukraine and Russia, and now it's even showing up in Estonia. It's having a major impact on Europe. I don't think Europe would be able to survive the winter without that natural gas coming through that pipeline from Russia. There's all kinds of cross currents. And then there's this little group in Syria and Iraq called ISIS or ISIL or IS or whatever you want to call them. There's some real geopolitical concerns in the world right now. But you know what? China's kind of way over there. They're kind of immune from all of that right now. And in fact, it would seem that Russia is butting up with China right now and filling in a lot of the voids. They're each filling in a lot of the voids for each other. And China may even be a beneficiary of all of the sanctions against the Russia being delivered by the U.S. and Europe, etc. And China has also underperformed our markets by a wide margin over the last 3 to 5 years. So maybe there's a little opportunity over there in China right now. And the last one I would mention is Latin America. And this is the most volatile one of all. There's an election coming up, October the 5th in Brazil, between the incumbent, Rousseff, and the challenger, Marina Silva. And every time a poll comes out showing the incumbent back in the lead, the Brazilian markets sink. Obviously, the Brazilian markets want the challenger. Even though she doesn't seem like she'd be a real pro-business type, she's a very radical, green, environmental type. But business wants her. So that tells you how bad the incumbent is. The Brazilian economy has suffered greatly over the last 3 to 5 years. And they just want change in Brazil. And the Brazilian market is also up so far this year 6.9, almost 7%. But it had just a horrible week last week, which points to the fact that there is extra risk investing in these foreign countries. Another way to do the investing in these foreign countries that I just mentioned is just by buying an emerging market fund or an emerging market ETF. I predicted at the beginning of this year that the emerging markets would outperform the U.S. markets, that it was time to start trickling money back into the emerging markets after they've performed horribly for the last 3 to 5 years. So far, that prediction's come true. The emerging markets as a whole are up almost 8% this year. And I continue to favor stocks in the emerging markets. Continue to place a little money there. How about other asset classes? Bonds, gold, etc. We'll talk about them when we come back for the final segment of the show. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Well, here's what we've determined so far. This bull market is 66 months old. It passed that 66-month mark last week. It began on March 9th of 2009 at 666. It's tripled since then. It added on a little, got clear up to 2007, and it's been settling for the last two or three weeks after crossing that major milestone, which is not unusual. And when we look at the other asset classes out there that are available to us, like gold, like real estate, like the bond market, I still think that stocks are the best place to be. Now, some would say that asset allocation is the best thing. You should have all your bases covered. You should have some stocks. You should have 60-40 stocks bonds or 40-60 stocks bonds or whatever. I'm not a believer in that. Sorry. You know, everybody does things differently in this business. I rank the asset classes. I look at the world around me. I don't like the fact that we're in a rising interest rate environment. That does not make me feel good about receiving capital appreciation over the coming years in the bond market. Instead, I prefer dividend-paying stocks that yield about the same as the bond market, only give me capital appreciation, either because they're undervalued or they're in areas of the market that are flourishing right now. So I continue to favor equities over the bond market. In fact, I have no exposure to the bond market. And I know it's up a little bit this year. You could probably credit geopolitical concerns for that, because every time someone lobs a missile at someone, the bond market, people flee into the bond market or into the U.S. dollar, and that's helped those two asset classes. But overall, it's pretty hard to argue that stocks, that equities, aren't the best place to be at the current time. And as I look at the rankings of the asset classes, which I do every day, I invented an app called the Best Stocks Now app, which last Saturday was number two in the world as far as apps, financial apps, top grossing apps, Best Stocks Now, invented by Bill Gunderson. It ranks the sectors on a daily basis of the market, the asset classes, and it ranks the individual stocks. And of course, when we get in tomorrow's show and the next day's show, I always feature a couple of individual stocks from the app that combine those two potent characteristics that I like. I like undervalued stocks, number one, and I like stocks that are performing well, stocks that are flourishing in today's economic environment. Home building stocks are not flourishing right now, are they? In fact, that's one of the areas of the economy that concerns me. We've seen a real slowdown in the home builders and in the real estate market. That concerns me about the economy. But having said that, the stock market is still in a bullish uptrend that's been in place for 66 months. And as I look at the leading asset classes right now, it continues to be U.S. mid-cap, U.S. large-cap, U.S. dividend payers, emerging markets. It continues to be dominated by equities. And when I look at the bottom of the asset class rankings, I rank 33 different asset classes. Yeah, basically, they're stocks, bonds, real estate, precious metals. But there's subcategories of them all. There's small caps, there's mid caps, there's large caps, there's foreign, there's sovereign debt, blah, 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 municipal bonds. There's subcategories of each one of these asset classes. But as I look at this, the main broad categories of asset classes, the stocks, equities, continue to dominate the leaderboard. What's at the bottom? What are the asset classes that Bill Gunderson continues to avoid? Well, at the very bottom, and that's where we want it to be, is SH. That's the inverse S&P 500. It's been at the bottom or at near the bottom for the last 66 months. Being short the market or being bearish on the market has not been good. And all the guys that they parade on CNBC that are perma bears, the David Tices of the world, and the Peter Schiffs of the world, they've been wrong for the last 5.5 years. If they just had my app, they could have said, hey, I shouldn't be short this market right now. That's the worst asset class I can be in. Now, at some point in time, that one may come in real handy, because when this S&P eventually starts to go south, it'll go north. But I'm going to wait for my rankings to show that it's one of the best asset classes to be in. And I do consider that an asset class. It's a lot easier now to hedge a portfolio because of all these inverse ETFs that have been invented. Whether it's inverse interest rates, whether it's inverse gold, whether it's inverse the bond market, whether it's inverse small cap stocks. When they start to go south, there is an opportunity to invest in the other side of that trade. But for now, being short the market is the worst idea you can possibly have. And it's been the wrong idea for the last 5.5 years. What's next to last? Gold. What's right above it? Silver. Precious metals continue to be one of the worst places you can be invested. They were down 27%. How valuable was it for you to listen to my show, get my newsletter, and know that gold and silver are one of the worst asset classes to be invested in? I made one little foray into gold earlier this year when it started to make a little bit of noise. I bought a 3% position in one gold stock, and I quickly backed out of it when I realized I was wrong, and gold was starting to settle back again. Other than that, I have not been in gold for the last 3 or 4 years, and there's not many guys on the radio that can say that have stock market radio shows. There's a lot of them that have been pushing gold coins. Not me. I don't push anything. I'm a fee-based guy. It doesn't matter where I invest. I don't get any more by investing in gold or stocks or emerging markets. It's all the same. I try to go where the action is in the market. And the next worst place to be, in my opinion, is the bond market. You saw a huge jump in interest rates last week. You saw a big sell-off in the borrowers, such as the real estate investment trust and other companies, the mortgage REITs, etc. They just got whacked late last week. And on the other side of the coin, the lenders, they're starting to perk up a little bit as interest rates start to head a little bit higher. Financials and banks, etc. And that's a trend that we want to keep our eyes on. So for now, look, everybody out there's got an opinion, but I base mine on being in the market every single day, 10 hours a day, looking at hundreds and hundreds of stock charts and weighing the evidence at the end of the week of my observations. And my observations currently are this. The stock market equities are still the best place to be. They have been for the last 5.5 years. They will come to an end at some point in time, but I don't see that happening this week or next week. But we will keep our eyes in the rear view mirror. And I still am not bullish at all on gold, bonds, silver, or being inverse, being bearish in the market. Now, tomorrow we'll get more specific. We'll get into some of the best areas of the market.
Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.